There are a disparate selection of lead stories in your front pages this morning. The Irish Times leads with a clampdown by Gardaí on insurance fraudsters, which is expected to deploy a series of super raids, which will include searches on the offices of accountants and solicitors around the country. Farmers losing faith as threats mount. That's the lead headline in today's Irish Examiner. The story is built around a poll of 500 farmers conducted by the paper in conjunction with the ICMSA, which found that only 32% of those polled were positive about farming in general, down from 66% a year ago. Brexit, the bitter beef crisis, and what is described as the government's depiction of farmers as the cartoon baddies of climate change are blamed for the pessimism. The paper also runs with another front page story about the beef deal, which was struck between farmers and meat processors over the weekend, reporting that doubts hang over the deal since independent farmers say that they have agreed to nothing. A story on the front of the Irish Independent, meanwhile, strikes a similar note under the headline, "Picketing Farmers May Yet Reject Deal." For its lead story, meanwhile, The Independent reports that there has been a rise of almost €900 in the past year on the potential savings which homeowners can make if they switch mortgage lenders based on the highest and lowest interest rates on the market. Charlie Weston estimates that the average homeowner can save up to €3,400 a year by switching mortgage providers. The Belfast Telegraph leads today with a story about how files related to the Kincora care home in Belfast, which was involved in a child abuse scandal which came to light during the 1980s, are to be locked away in Northern Ireland official archives for decades to come because they are deemed to contain sensitive information. At least 29 boys are known to have been sexually abused at the home, and three senior staff members were jailed for their abuse in 1981. Back on the front of the Times, meanwhile, there's a story there about an investigation into how a young girl was left in a foster home by health service officials, where she was subject to gross neglect and severe emotional abuse. Despite more than a decade of reports related to the girl's abuse, she was only removed from the home in 2014. The Irish Daily Mail leads today with the risks associated with mothers taking paracetamol during pregnancy. Cork Institute of Technology spent more than €1.3 million on travel expenses for staff members in a single year. That's according to the lead story in today's Echo. And the Irish Sun leads today with a story about how musician Frank McNamara, who is currently embroiled in a high court battle with Tanager Vulture Fund, is teaching pupils at his home in Dunboyne and via Skype to help to repay his debts. But finally, the double win for Dublin at Croke Park over the weekend generates the lead story in today's Irish Daily Star and Herald, as well as pictures in all of today's papers of the players and their fans celebrating the double victory. The Herald leads with speculation about whether Jim Gavin and Stephen Cluxton will remain on as manager and captain of the men's team for another year, now that they've won the title for 5 years in a row. And in a letter to today's Times, Pat Burke-Walsh wonders, now that they've completed the drive for five, will the Dubs start building the bricks for six?